Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, lows around 60. Full forecast details are coming up. The Racine Police Department has identified the victim of a homicide late Sunday night as 20-year-old Deshaun Jordan of Racine. A news release said officers responded to reports of gunshots in the vicinity of 16th Street and Phillips Avenue before midnight, with fire department paramedics told to look for a possible gunshot victim. Jordan was found in that area and died of his injuries. The major crimes unit was deployed, including several investigators, while the medical examiner's office was later contacted. Officers maintained a perimeter status throughout the overnight hours. The scene is also near the COP house on the north side of 16th Street. Police have released no other details, but ask anyone with information to call their detective unit or Crime Stoppers of Racine County. One of the two teens arrested in connection with the death of Olivia McKay appeared in Kenosha Circuit Court today to face charges of hiding a corpse and operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. McKay's body was found along Louis Sorensen Road in Mount Pleasant the day she was reported missing last month after failing to show up for work. In court today, 17-year-old Jamari Cook was ordered held in the Kenosha County Jail on a $20,000 cash bond. According to court documents, Cook and 19-year-old Daniel Tate met McKay on Facebook July 23rd and arranged to meet with her across the street from Tate's grandmother's home on Sheridan Road. After driving around, the group walked along the lake in Kenosha. According to police, Cook said he saw Tate put the victim in a chokehold, then hold her face down in the water. The two teens are then accused of putting the victim's body in the trunk of her car and dumping it along the road. Tate appeared in court last Friday in an unrelated case. It's unknown when he'll appear in court for charges in this case. The first group of students to attend a new high school equivalency program at Racine County Workforce Solutions got a send-off this morning from the partners that made the program available. The YWCA's 509 HSED program is being offered in Racine County for the first time through a partnership with the county and Gateway Technical College. Paula Pennybaker, the CEO of the YWCA of Southeastern Wisconsin, said the program differs from others because it involves 20 hours of classroom work each week.
Core academic studies that they must complete, but the thing that we have done that make our program more successful and the people in it is to maximize their learning by making it practical. So we have a lot of emphasis on everyday application of the knowledge they're gaining through the core curriculum. And job readiness preparation is infused in all of the work.
The initial class in the 509 program has 10 students. A second class will begin in September with space available for 20. Some tough decisions await the Burlington Common Council as the process of putting the community back together from the recent flooding is just starting, including whether a costly fix of the city's dispatch center is what's needed, or consider joining Racine County's consolidated dispatch, which took over when Burlington's system failed when the PD basement flooded. Last week's Committee of the Whole discussion included services and facility access the current group of five city dispatchers provide, with Alderman Ruth Dowidziak mentioning a personal experience about the need one night to use the police lobby. Alderman Dowidziak followed her dad's advice to ward off a man harassing her with his vehicle by driving to the police building.
I did. I came here. The guy left. I went straight in. I was safe. What would my choice have been if I would have walked up to a closed door? And I know I can't, I'm the only person who's ever been in that situation. So to me, there is a value. We might save some money. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that'll shake out looking at numbers. But to me, what we're offered here, the above and beyond, is a huge value.
Comments during the Committee of the Whole meeting told Burlington administration that more investigation of the county's dispatch operation versus the local setup and the cost to get it back in business is needed for the next discussion. The Racine Unified School Board holds a special meeting at 6 o'clock tonight in Building 1 of the Administrative Services Campus to take action on proposed revisions to the employee handbook. The teachers came out strongly opposed to the changes, with President Angelina Cruz classifying it as the wrong move and lacking employee input. Tonight's agenda does not include the chance for public comment. The school board will then shift into a work session with an agenda that includes the latest on the middle school plan, budget tracking, updated enrollment projections, and discussion about a music curriculum. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.